Log Talk Radio.
What of the dark side of the world? Is that the world by the door? Are your brothers the one that you're running from? But if you got it, if you get the number, so
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's Friday from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yeah. She try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm a villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank account, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, click, God, click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking, re. Yeah, I'm talking, B. And I'm talking, me. Yeah, I'm talking, boss. I ain't talking, police. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron, we ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Dominoes, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say, least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the spring team. And all our eyes screening only means okay, one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Sebo swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. With my click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Yeah, y'all, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Another day of Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. Another Saturday, 2:05 p.m., you know what I'm saying? Another Saturday afternoon, y'all. It's pretty as hell out here, but it's getting ready to rain out here. You can smell it in the air. You are now speaking with the 2013, let me get this right. You're speaking with the 2013 BHM Entertainer of the Year. That's right, y'all. Your boy Fat Man bring it home, you know what I'm saying, for the big fellas, you know what I mean, representing, you know, for 2013. The BHM Awards was a huge, huge success, you know what I'm saying, despite a few bad apples and everything like that, but it's all good. You know how that go. We love our haters, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to everybody that came out, you know what I mean, and supported the movement and supported the show and everything like that. We had a good damn time, you know what I'm saying, y'all. So your boy is the 2013 Entertainer of the Year. I'm excited, you know what I'm saying, and this and the other. I'm just gonna get it in, you know what I'm saying. I can show you better than I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man, my man Vic VSP. Big shout out to Vic out there in San Diego. He's been getting it in, you know what I'm saying, with you artists and everything like that. You know what I mean? And I was reading a post from him this morning about a lot of you artists likes to want to get on the bill, but then you don't show up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you guys, all you unsigned artists out there, you know, make sure that that you show up when you say you're going to go and perform and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of guys out here that want these slots that, you know, Vic VSP is offering. You know what I'm saying? And when you tell him that you come in and you don't show up, man, that's a slot that's open for somebody else that could be performing. You know what I mean? So y'all make sure that y'all be considerate, be professional, you know what I'm saying, and hit my boy up, hit my man Vic VSP up. Big shout out to my man Jeremy J. Lynn out here, you know what I'm saying. Me and Jeremy is linking up to we got some artists, some old school artists that want to come to town and everything like that, you know what I'm saying. So, we about to really get it in. We about to really get it in. Your boy Fat Man is about to go into a lot of management. I know that I got a lot of you artists out there that wants the Fat Man to manage you, because I am plugged in with a little bit of everybody, and I got venues. I'm gonna be performing myself. I'm on my way to Oklahoma right now to perform a show. I'm leaving first thing in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna definitely get it in right now. We're going to get it in with my man from the Bay Area, my man Joey Apples, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's trying to ask these ladies what's on your mind, and then we'll be right back to start our interviews. We got DJ Rafiki in the house. We supposed to have DJ JB Smooth from Oklahoma in the house. We got my boy from Detroit, Michigan, representing the D, unsigned artist Eddie Fuse is going to be in the building, and up-and-coming hottest producer right now in the Las Vegas area, banging out tracks, is my man Miles Martin, a.k.a. we call him Bring the Noise, a.k.a. Noise will be on the show today, y'all. We got an action-packed show. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be right back. I got to pay these bills. Big shout-out to all my sponsors. You know what I'm saying? Full Core Music Group. Full Circle Core Music Group. Let me get this right, because I don't want to hear no shit behind it. Of course, Jama Records, Fat City Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, Organized Chaos, man, oh man, my man, I'm just getting full of sponsors and everything like that. And coming soon, a new sponsor, Fat Magazine, y'all, coming to the Unsigned Hype Show, y'all. So let's get it popping right now with my man Joey Apples. Here we go, y'all.
Building.
I'm married to the money, engaged to the street. You can hold me down, but you gotta be discreet. We can meet up at the crib, but you better be a freak. Little mama solid, even though I met her through a tweet. You wash the nigga clothes, even rub the nigga feet. And I need the bullshit, trying to get between you, please keep it lit. Now it's back to the cheese, ha ha. Your pocket's fat, my pocket's obese. Let me be the one, just to come to beat it up. I don't wanna be your man, let that other nigga eat it up. Back shot, now I see your ass tapping out. Not only hearing, but you're feeling what I'm rapping about. Let's get it in, the time was for no man. Drop my pants, swing a sword like Conan. White girls, I ain't talking Lindsay Lohan. Keep it 100, don't be fucking with my program.
Blaze one, blaze two. boss put a nigga on. Now I got the whole world trying to see them all. I had to slow it down, man. A lot of my haters, they moving in that slow, man. West Upstate Trill, I'm hanging with the boss. Now a nigga got it here.
Yeah. That was my man, Papa Dad. That was the new Papa Dad I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? But right now we gotta get started with these with these interviews and everything. Who is this I got on the phone? Hello? Who is this on the phone? All right. I guess they didn't want to talk. They didn't drop the call, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But it's all good, though. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. All the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We doing it real big. Today we got on our show, we got a few DJs, you know what I'm saying. A big shout-out to my man Jeremy J. Lynn, who's tuning into the show today, you know what I'm saying. Y'all need to hit up Jeremy on Facebook. You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, me and him are linking up to make sure that you unsigned artists get your chance to get up on stage and shine. You know what I'm saying? But we have to stay professional, fellas. You can't book shows and not show up. You know, big shout out to my man Vic VSP, you know what I'm saying, who was telling us about he had some artists last night that didn't show up. You know what I'm saying, last night, and you know what I'm saying, fellas, when you book these shows and everything, you know what I'm saying, you got to show up, you know what I'm saying, so y'all make sure that y'all show up. Big shout out to everybody out there in the Oklahoma area. Your boy is on his way back to the Oklahoma area to do it real big, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to my man DJ JB Smooth, you know what I mean, out there, you know what I'm saying. It's like the dynamic duo is hooking back up together again. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. We're also doing it real big out here. You know what I'm saying? Today we have on the show Full Circle Core Music. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to the Soul of 74. You know what I'm saying? All right then, Jeremy, you're asking for a little too much now, player. I just shouted you out. Now you want me to shout out the Soul of 74 and this, that, and the other. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up. You know I'm going to talk shit, this, that, and the other. Y'all getting all this advertisement for free and all of that good shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, though. Y'all make sure y'all hit my man Jeremy up and let him know what's really, really popping out there. You know what I'm saying, and everything. What you guys want to do and everything. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get into my man. Let's get into my man Young Vaughn and AI out there in San Diego. What's going on, y'all? What's popping? You got your boy, the Fat Man, up in here. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned Hype Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I guess my first caller ain't calling in. DJ Rafiki, where you at, player?
Young Vaughn!
Sorry, J9.
California futuristic type of swag on call like yellow cab mystic. Keep a hater mad, bruh. Don't hate me, cause I'm so talked about. 8-1 mouthpiece is what I got, I'm hollering out. Feeling me and only me, I'm just that cocky. In the traffic with the chick, that's where you spot me. Swag team, I'ma make them hate me. You see it, widescreen, yep, HD. Jean sag, cause I keep a rubber band bank on me. Money Mayweather, go ahead and bet the bank on me. Win. I never been defeated, cause I kill him with the flow. I don't mean to sound conceited, but I really go that hard. Flyest cat I ever met, got a boyhood star, Creekside back a vet. Don't kiss her, cause you might kiss this. I'ma teach him how to swag it out. Class dismissed.
Swag team, swag team, swag team.
Jackson's all I know that. My name Dimmitt Dagle, about to take the game over. Take the game of pitching, I'ma end it like a closer. Get it green, rip my jeans like Hope shirt poser. Cause you cannot contain a monster. I'm a Mavarilla that is capable of doing closure. I heard a notice. The TNT motion. I'm about to set the flame. Fine. Blow everything. Swagger on a beat. Swag team.
Swag.
Jeremy Lynn, that's on, is in the house. He's listening right now. You know what I'm saying? Solar 74 Entertainment, y'all. We about to do it real big. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we were supposed to have been in the interview with DJ Rafiki. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of waiting for my man DJ JB Smooth to call me. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about, fellas. We're talking about being professional, call on time and everything, because now you've thrown me off my damn schedule. You know what I'm saying? So now, y'all got to fit into my damn schedule and everything because I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? When I say we're going to do interviews, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do interviews, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get it in today. You know what I mean? So, yo, whoever ain't called in, it's all good because today we got the hottest producer in Las Vegas, Nevada, my man Noise. He's bringing the noise. Y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Full Circle Core Music Group, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit him up. Make sure y'all tell him that the Fat Man sent you. And, of course, we're going to be talking to my man, Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying, straight out of the 313 and this and the other, you know what I mean? He doing it real big out here with Full Circle Core Music. Y'all wonder why I say it so slow, because sometimes I forget that shit myself, so I have to say it, you know what I'm saying? I have to say it real slow and everything. But right now, I got my man calling in and everything. You know, I got my man on the phone. Me and this man go way, 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 way back. You know what I'm saying? He helped me release my first song. He helped me release my first CD. He was my DJ out there for my release party. We've been rolling. He came out here and been on basically all my radio shows that I've ever had. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and a pleasure for me to introduce to you one of the hottest DJs in the Dirty South right now. Been the hottest DJ in the Dirty South for a couple of years. I mean, back from like 94, 93, 94 with me and him met. I want to introduce to y'all DJ JB Smooth. What's going on, player?
Round of applause, round of applause. What's up, fat man?
What's going on? He said round of applause. What's going on, man? What's popping with you?
Oh, man, you know, just out here trying to get it, man. Out here in old good smoke, Oklahoma.
I heard I'm about to start pretty soon. Nah, it's real out there in the field. It's real out there in the field. Hell, when I got out there straight out of the D, you know what I'm saying? Hell, you know, that's when all that banging was really out. You remember I used to drive the bright red truck and everything. Everybody thought I was a motherfucking blood and shit, this, that, the other. You had to turn me on to it. She was like, hey, man, if they ask you what sex you claim, nigga, they asking you, is you banging? And I was like, what? For real? He was like, yeah, nigga, you driving around in a bright red-ass truck, a fluorescent red-ass truck. He was like, nigga, everybody think you a fucking blood around here, this, that, the other. So, no, man, Oklahoma, Muskogee, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, even you follow Oklahoma, ain't no joke. You know, it's everybody, you know, everybody's claiming their ground and doing their damn thing.
The country is towns getting down, man, but, you know, they still think I'm a blood. And how long you been knowing me?
Man, look here, man. Can I almost say we've been damn near knowing each other close to almost 15 years?
Yeah, damn, I ain't trying to tell my age, man.
Because I've been out, man. I've been out here for 13. Nigga, I've been out here for 13.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I've been out here for 13. But listen. Let's get into this interview and this, that, and the other. Because I've been waiting to interview you. You know we always get it in. You know we always try and educate our unsigned artists. I see you doing the same out there. You know what I'm saying, with what you do on your nights at the clubs and this, that, and the other. I see you put artists on. I see you give artists a chance. You've always done that. Even before me and you met, you was always putting artists on and this, that, and the other, giving artists a chance and breaking new artists when you was working for the radio station and everything like that. I want you to explain to all the unsigned artists out there that's listening right now and all the fans out there that's listening right now, how important is the artist and the DJ relationship these days, especially in 2013. Every artist want to get played up in the club and this, that, and the other. But I'm pretty sure they come at you like you're supposed to play it immediately when they bring it to you. Explain to them how important that relationship is to you.
Well, I'll tell you how important it is just right off top, bro. I mean, artists that have been artists for as long as I've been a DJ are now trying to get into the DJ field. So
okay.
Tell you just how important it is.
Okay, okay.
They've been trying to do their thing as an artist for so long, they feel like the only way they're going to get closer to where they're supposed to be may be DJing. But from a main aspect of artist-DJ relationship, man, it's very important because, you know, I can't say it too many times over and over, but, you know, that's where the bridge starts at, you know, before you get radio airplay, before you get to the program directors and the music directors, and it starts with the streets. And I mean, anybody who's been in this game as long as I have or for any good amount of time, they're going to tell you the same thing, man. It starts with the streets, the clubs, you know, getting your records hot.
Right.
And working your way up the ladder, man, because, I mean, without the streets, I mean, you really don't have good music.
Right, exactly.
I'm not saying somebody got a co-sign for you, you know what I'm saying? And it got to start somewhere, and it normally starts in the streets and the club.
Right. So can you honestly, and I'm pretty sure you're going to feel me on this, so you honestly can say down there in the South, just like I can honestly say out here on the West Coast, it's all about who you know, not about what you got.
Well, it's about who you know, and it's also, you know, 80% business and 20% talent, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and a lot of cats
right.
just now, a lot of cats in this region here, they just now getting their business straight in order to be able to receive, you know, the proper, you know, shit they need for their music career to take off.
Right.
I mean, there's been cats, from out here where I'm in Tulsa right now, and you know, there's cats with national records getting spins all over, but never had a BDS or they ASCAP or, you know what I'm saying? Something simple.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had a hot-ass record.
Right.
I mean, the business.
Right.
If you're on top of your business, man, you're most definitely in the right place. If you're not, man, that's where you need to get soon, like ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I remember, you know, because I know that was one of the things that, when me and you had got together and said the other, that was one of the things that we talked about as far as arts, doing the music. I know that was one of the things that you turned me on to. You was like, "Well, yo, Fat, I can't really do nothing with you unless you got this, and unless you know who you, the first thing you asked me was, man, is your stuff copywritten? You know, that was the first thing that came out of your mouth when we met, man. Is your stuff copywritten?
Yeah, I mean,
I can't really, I can't, you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, but it protects you as an artist. It protects the radio stations and the DJs when they start playing your stuff. Because, I mean, man, the royalty game is serious. I mean, it's still in force. You may not hear about it like it is, but, I mean, I just got an email not too long ago for a club I spent at. They, like, want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, you know, even nightclubs, you know what I'm saying, the royalties, have to pay royalties for all the music that's played. So, I mean, artists, there's so many different avenues and ways for them to get money off of their music being played, especially when it's getting played a lot. And you just got to capitalize and make sure all your stuff is copywritten and registered with the right people. So when the numbers, because it's all about numbers, you know what I'm saying? When the numbers start adding up, you can verify all of that, you know? That's your justification right there. That's your validation right there.
Well, explain to everybody real quick, man, if you can. Explain to everybody what do you mean when you say BDS scores and you know, if you're registered, if your music is registered and stuff like that. Because we still got a lot of artists out here that don't even have their stuff copywritten yet.
They don't know.
For you to, you know what I'm saying? So for you to say, you know, make sure that your BDS is, you know, you registered with BDS so I can track your you know, your spins and stuff like that. If they ain't got it copywritten, how can they track their spins? They don't even really know what you're talking about. Kind of elaborate on that for them.
I put it like this. YouTube and the internet became so popular that the digital spins and views and plays are now being tracked by major record companies. The game used to not be like that. But in order for you to have your music to protect you as an artist, you have to have your music first registered with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC. Those are the three major royalty publishing companies who publish all the music, artists, and you know, they protect your what they call intellectual property and things like that. Even a producer, you know what I'm saying? The beat maker needs to register his beats and his songs and his compositions with those companies to make sure that they don't get jammed up. I mean, you know how mixtape game is now. I mean, you take this Kendrick Lamar situation and Big Sean's song, Control.
I don't know what's going on with that situation. Elaborate on that situation. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the song is so hot, but Kendrick Lamar made it so hot because of the controversy that he stirred up, you know what I'm saying, with his verse. People just forgot about Big Sean. Make a long story short, Big Sean couldn't release the song because of sample clearances. He couldn't get the sample clearances, so the record never came out. So they just leaked the record, and next thing you know, they done shook up the whole music industry. So right now it's a good time to be an underground artist because people paying more attention. You know, I mean, it's not the Kendrick verse was more like to get people like to wake up from the trap rap and not necessarily dissing them, but to let them know, hey, there's a lot of lyrics that's out here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to wake the game up. Because the game been asleep for a while.
Exactly. Hold that thought right now. I'm about to bring in another DJ, man, so we can get another outlook on this. One of my West Coast cats and this, that, and the other. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring in DJ Rafiki, all right? We do Recess Wednesday nights out at the Hard Rock and this, that, and the other. Me and Rafiki, you know, we're really plugged in with a lot of these local cats and stuff out here, a lot of these local MCs, just as such as DJ JB Smooth. Let me introduce you guys. JB, this is Rafiki. Rafiki, this is DJ JB. He's on the East Coast. He's out there in the South in Oklahoma. Rafiki's out here West Coast with me in Las Vegas. What's going on, Rafiki?
Hey, what's going on, brother? How y'all doing?
Hey, what up? We doing good.
We was JB was just filling us in on this Kendrick Lamar situation and this, that, and the other, how he can turn the game upside down, because I do agree with you, JB. There are a lot of lyricists, real unsigned lyricists, are getting looked over.
And I mean, honestly, he just wanted to bring that, to bring the spotlight back to the essence of real hip hop. And I mean, everybody thinks he dissed a lot of rappers that's in the game right now, but I don't think he dissed anybody. And anybody else who's a factor in the music world right now will tell you he didn't diss anybody either. He just woke the game up because it's been sleep.
Right. Well, Ficky, what you think?
That's definitely how I feel on that, man. Arguably, he did. I mean, of course, he did a couple name drops inside that on that track. But now, honestly, if you really listen to it, it wasn't like he was really talking bad about nobody. All he was just basically saying to me when I listened to it was like, "Y'all need to step y'all game up."
Right. He was like, "Nigga, I'm here." You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all here too. But if y'all think y'all gonna stay here, y'all gonna have to compete because, you know, playtime is over with. That's basically what I got out of it in a nutshell.
Okay. And JB, do you agree with him?
Say what?
I said, do you agree with what Kendrick Lamar is saying?
I agree with him totally, man, because, I mean, the shit has gotten so bad where the music industry is flooding, you know what I'm saying, the younger generation with, you know, money, sex, and drugs, to where it's so lucrative to them now that that's all that's being put on the forefront, you know?
Okay.
And I mean, to me, that shit, it really won't last long. It's just a trend, you know, it's a fad right now.
I just had a producer recently tell me that everyone who puts out a hot single basically is on a 90-day trial. If it doesn't blow in 90 days, it's usually forgotten.
Shit, 90
like
days. I damn near give them 30 days, 60 days max life on a single right now, just because everything is. With the record labels right now, everything is, oh, let's throw it up on the wall and see if it'll stick. If it sticks, we're going to run with it and push it, and we're going to give it life.
Right.
If it don't get the right reaction from the people, it'll just disappear.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. Now, Rafiki, check this out. I know we do Wednesday nights down at the Hard Rock, you know, the Recess. Big shout-out to my man Sly Cat. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot out here. A lot of MCs really need to get in touch with him and holler at him if they're trying to get put on and be seen. They really need to support this radio show because I'm giving a lot of MCs a chance to be heard and voice their opinion. I had asked JB this question earlier in the earlier part of the show. I'm going to ask you right now. How important is it to you to have that relationship between the DJ and the artist? I know we spoke on this the other day and this and the other. Explain to everybody how important that is to you.
I'll give you a prime example. Shout out to my boy Big Reese. I don't know if he's listening to this, but he's one of the cats, local artists out here in Vegas that I'm always playing his music and stuff like that, though. But I mean, like, to him, you can even ask him how big of a deal it is. Like, all you gotta do, man, is if you get in cool with one of the DJs. Like, I think I heard y'all talking about this earlier. About I might have just been tripping or whatnot about like how you usually gotta pay to get your music played on the radio or it's for DJs to play your stuff. Like, for example, with Big Reese, I don't charge him nothing like that, you know what I mean? Like, all I do is just like, hey, cool, how you doing, brother? Appreciate you showing up. Like, you want something to drink? Yeah, sure. Cool, all right. Play one of our records for me. All right, cool. And then sometime during the night, I'll have one of his records get put on. And, of course, as an artist, hearing your work being played in front of a group of people is probably the biggest thank you that a DJ can do for anybody, if you think about it. Like, if you do anything, the biggest thing that someone can do is actually just to show that they appreciate what you're doing by actually giving you free advertisement.
Right.
And, like, most of the artists, I mean, they don't really realize that. That's basically what I'm doing.
You know, that's basically what we all do. We all give back to our communities and this, that, and the other. And a lot of these artists really don't realize. A lot of these artists really don't realize what we have to go through. They don't realize what I have to go through to make sure that this show runs every Saturday for, you know, for the next 6 months or for the next year and this, that, and the other to showcase you. And if y'all and I know JB noticed it, I don't even play my music a lot. I play other cats' music and everything. And me and JB been cutting music. JB got music on me that ain't never been put out there in Oklahoma.
Out there in Oklahoma.
Got it in this computer.
But that's the difference.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the difference. It's not about you. It's about the music and getting the music heard. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, it's bigger than just you as an artist, because your music is always going to be there. You're going to always make good music, but you want to set up the platform to open the doors for not only yourself, but other cats who need to get that light shined on them as well. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, Rafiki, do you run into, out here on the West Coast, do you run into a lot of, I'm going to put it out there, I'm pretty sure we all do, because we all have to deal with it, we run into a lot of arrogance. Do you run into artists that walk up to you and hand you a CD and expect you, like, you're supposed to play this?
I used to, but not no more recently. I guess those people started to know, like, I guess who I am and stuff like that now. I don't really get that too much no more, but every once in a while, I'll get, like, a cat who'll come up to, like, especially, like, recess or something like that, and be like, hey, man, this little stuff, you need to put this in your rotation, like, ASAP. Or, hey, come up, give me a CD. Can you put one of my tracks on? Like, you know, like, I don't even know who you are. Like, who the hell are you? Like, first, hello, you know, thank you, DJ Rafiki, nice to meet you, you know what I mean? Like, I guess that's kind of like the nature of the beast. That you got to think, most people, when they feel that they are good, they just expect people to know who they are. And basically, they kind of like, you know, like, just kind of like roll off the red carpet when they come walking in the door and stuff like that. I mean, but honestly, like, unless you're one of the local artists that I know and I've actually worked with, I've probably never heard of you. And that's probably, I'm pretty sure, kind of like the norm with local artists and stuff like that. Like, unless you've actually ever worked with a DJ or unless you're that damn good, no one's really ever heard of you besides the people that's in your circle.
Right.
That's the thing local artists got to realize, too. It's not always about how big your name is. It's always about how much bigger your name can be, basically.
Right. Okay. Now, JB, do you get a lot of that out there in Tulsa where you spit at? Do you get cats that's still walking up to you like, yeah, JB, back in the day? Because I know when you used to spin and we'd be out there, you would put cats on. You would get their CD, as long as it wasn't cussing and they wasn't set tripping, you would play their shit. Do you still do that now, or do you expect them to come to you correctly and professionally and respect your craft just like they want you to respect theirs?
I mean, at this point where I'm in the game right now, I mean, cats know they can't come to me with the bullshit. Like, we go back and say it again, it's 80% business and 20% of who you know, because, I mean, yeah, everybody knows who I am out here, but at the same time, that artist is coming looking for me to do something for them. Now, they know off top, if the record ain't hot, that it's going to be problems, but they also know that they just can't come to me at 11 o'clock. Just because you came to the club with your homeboys at 11, 12 o'clock at night, with your CD or your flash drive, whatever the case may be, that I'm going to just, you know, that I'm going to just jump on your dick and be like, oh, nigga, what's up, just because we boys and we know each other? No, because this is business, and ultimately my job is to keep the dance floor packed. I've had situations where the club owners be like, damn, they ain't drinking because everybody dancing. Well, I'll just say, you know, at least I'm doing my job. But cats don't understand, there's no worse feeling for a DJ than to have an empty dance floor. And, I mean, out here, I mean, the club ain't don't get jumping till 11, 12 o'clock at night. So what you really need to do as an artist is show up on a DJ 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? When he's setting his equipment up, help him bring his equipment in. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
It's not necessarily about the money. It's about the relationship that you build and that will open up more doors for you. And a lot of cats don't understand that. They just be like, oh, I got a hot song. And I have to deal with the same thing when I submit music to the program directors and the radio stations. You know, the main guy out here, Terry Monday, which he programs 11 stations now. He used to always say to me, you know, a lot of these cats don't understand the game, and they just want to be hood celebrities or, you know what I'm saying, hot, you know what I'm saying? And they just want to hear themselves on the radio. It's so much more to it than that, and that's what they got to understand.
Right.
You know, ultimately, that's where the next big star comes from. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody has a star somewhere. You know, everybody mm-hmm. has.
I know, because I did. Big shout out to Terry Mundy, because I remember back when me and JB was doing it out there in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Terry Mundy kind of let me and JB kind of do whatever at the radio station because he knew we were going to be professional and things like that. But we also came to him professionally. That's how JB got the job up there at Fresh Jams. I remember packing my van with all of JB's equipment, and we go to Tulsa and spin at high schools and clubs and this, that, and the other. And I did that because that was my boy. JB looked at me and was like, "Fat, let's go out here, man, this, that, and the other. I'll give you some gas money. Fuck it, nigga, I got some gas money. Let's ride." And me and him would be gone in Tulsa for two and three days. And I'd be rolling with him, man. And you know what I'm saying? We was using the EBT card, food stamps, eating, hanging out. And he was spinning at these shows. And it was like, "Yo, nigga, I ain't even tripping. I done drank. I done smoked. We just hung out. Come on, let's go back home." That's the relationship me and him built. And it wasn't even like I was coming at him going, "Man, play my shit. He would play my shit, and I would look at him and go, "Why did you play that?" And he'd be go, "Cuz, nigga, that shit tight." You know what I'm saying? He would play my stuff, and I would honestly look at him and go, "No, don't play that. That ain't finished." "So what, man? I played it anyway." That's the relationship me and him built together, and we still got that relationship to this day. If this man called me and tell me that he need me, I'm on my way out there to Oklahoma, just like I'm on my way out there to Oklahoma now. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. This is what I want to ask to both of y'all and everything right now. Big shout-out to my man Jeremy J. Lynn that's listening. He's one of the promoters. He wants to bring DJ Yella to Las Vegas and this, that, and the other. And maybe we'll link him up with you, JB. Maybe we can get DJ Yella out there to be spinning with you. You know what I'm saying? This is why we make these connections here on Unsigned Hype Radio. But this is what I want to ask you guys before I bring on this new producer out here that's really making a lot of noise, and that's what his name is. His name is Noise. You know what I'm saying? His name is Miles Martin. Hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? He got some slapping ass beats because he's doing some remixes for me. This is what I want to ask you too. What is the game missing today that it had back in the day? I asked JB first, since JB is, I don't know how old you guys are, but I know JB's probably the elder, this, that, and the other. Rafiki, he a young pup in the game. He's been putting in his work, though. He's been paying his dues. So I'll ask you first, JB. What is the game missing today that it had back in the day?
Dog, I put it to you like this. I'm going to tell my age. I've been spinning since I was 10 years old. I've seen a lot of the evolution of hip-hop and the music game, period. I'm now 35 years old, and I've seen everything. I mean, there's not too much, you know what I'm saying, that hasn't passed my way, you know what I'm saying? And I've hung out with some of the biggest stars, some of the most humblest people, some of the best to ever do it. But honestly,
right.
I would say, you know, just that authenticity that it had, you know what I'm saying? Everybody now is trying to have a hot song and make a quick buck. They need to turn it back from not make a quick hustle, but, you know what I'm saying, get back to the essence, you know what I'm saying, and make good quality music, and the rest will be history, man. It's just that's where the game is right now. And I mean, it'll change. Don't get it twisted. It'll change again. I mean, trends, you know, they come and they go. But that's my thing, is that authenticity, you know, behind a work, behind an artist's work, and you know, just take your time, you know what I'm saying? Put some energy and some thought into it before. That's like how you say it, Facebook, for example, the biggest thing. You know, so many people will jump on there and type, and they'll say some crazy shit before they think. And I have to get
right.
I even get caught up in the moment sometimes, from time to time. But I catch it. You know what I'm saying? To where I be like, you know, you gotta think before you put that out there. And I think a lot of cats are not putting any thought process into the music game, and it's just, oh, I want to be famous. I want to have a couple chains. I want to have a few bitches on my dick. I just need to have a hot song, and everybody's gonna love me, and that type of thing. And I think everybody just need to get back to, you know, like Kendrick said, he said, what did he say? you're better off flying out of diving out of 5G5s with five stacks or some shit, man. It was crazy. But I was just, he was just telling cats, you know, he came up under Dr. Dre and other people, but he was just telling cats like, hey, I put my work in to get where I'm at. Now I'm really enjoying the success. So you niggas that's in the industry right here next to me, if y'all trying to still be here, y'all better step your shit up because I am not playing no games. And that's the same goes with me as a DJ. I'm always giving it 100%. I'm on my way to a gig right now to a back to school party here for some children. So I mean, we always pumping. I mean, and when other cats are sleeping, you better be up working. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Rafiki, what's your take on that?
Man, and I'll tell you my age. I'm actually a lot, well, I don't say a lot young. I ain't trying to make them feel like you're old. I'm only 26, though. I've only been DJing, actually, officially, about the last, like, 3 years and stuff. But I've been around music basically my whole life and stuff like that. But what I say, man, that I think the game is missing, we kind of touched on a little bit, but uniqueness. It's like, everybody wants to sound like what's hot at the moment, like, and nobody wants to do nothing different. And if they do want to do something different, it usually ain't really different. They just think they're doing something different, and it's just basically the same thing that somebody else is doing, and they just kind of, like, throwing their little touch on it. Because, man, like, you think about it, like, music back in the day, no one sounded like no one. Like, the only people who sounded like themselves were that artist. Like, all the Jazzy Jeff stuff sounded the same, all the Will Smith stuff sounded the same, but no one else sounded like them. And everybody had their own unique touch basically on how they did stuff, and to kind of touch on like what he was saying, everybody just wants to do something just to try to get noticed basically, like, but so that basically sound like 2 Chainz to basically get them a record deal. That's what they're gonna do, and that's basically what everybody's trying to do, is basically trying to be like him, so they think that, oh, if you sound like him, you're gonna get a record deal. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen like basically people just remixing basically trying to get hot. Because one of my boys is funny. His name is Mr. Rice. I don't know if you know him. He's actually from Oklahoma out here in Vegas. And it made perfect sense. If you ever are an artist coming up, the worst thing you can do is to remake a version of somebody else's stuff that was hot. Because all that they're going to do is when they're listening to that track, they automatically know the lyrics to that song. So when you're listening to that, you know, like, if you do something to, like, Hard Knock Life by Jay-Z, if you do something to that beat, nobody's going to listen to what you're talking about when you're rapping, because they already know the original lyrics. So when that chorus hit, they're going to be singing, it's a hard knock life. They don't give a shit about what you're talking about because they already know what the song is supposed to be.
He told me,
and it made perfect sense. Now, especially since I do a lot of live performances and stuff like that, I noticed that a lot, too. Is that a lot of cats do that. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it don't. Well, most of the time it don't work. It's very rare that someone can do that to somebody else's music. And people can legitimately not even think about the other person's song while they're performing it over their beat.
Okay. So all these cats out here that's remaking and dropping their 16 on instrumentals and shit like that, because I know I've done a couple myself, but this and the other. Are you saying, do you think that can hurt an artist? Is that like shooting yourself in the foot unless you come off on the track and everybody hear you and like your verse? No, for real. Real shit. Because you know people that done remixes and you be like, damn, that was whack as shit, what the fuck he just said, and this said the other. But somebody going to think that shit is tight. So, I mean, are you saying that's tapping, you know, is that a good thing in certain cases? Can it hurt you, or can it add, or can it be a plus for you?
The only way that it will benefit them is through YouTube, probably. Because you got to think, like, people go looking for music on YouTube. They're going to type in what the lyrics of the song or whatever, right? The type of time people don't remember what the name of a song is the first time they hear it. So if they type in, like, you know, like the name of a track, and then, like, accidentally stumble along to that person's remake that they did, you know, like, they did...
I'm going to have to disagree with you, man.
You know?
I'm going to have to disagree with you just a little bit. I understand what you're saying, but if you shit on a track harder than the other, the original artist track, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get noticed, you know what I'm saying, for that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Fat Man was saying. But there's, like you say, for every original track, there's 1,001 people trying to mixtape a joint. And, I mean, that's where it kind of feels watered down. Maybe from you as a DJ, it may start to look watered down, but you may come across somebody who really shitted on the track and who was really lyrical. They may not be as dope as Jay-Z. Now, on the Hard Knock Life track, I can honestly say I haven't heard a lot of people remake that because maybe it's just hard.
Exactly.
Maybe the structure of the song, and it's just hard to try to even go at that. But, like, you know, take the Versace joint right now. Everybody's doing remixes of the Versace. Everybody doing remixes of who's that fucking, you know, French Montana. You ain't even know. Rocco.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ain't worried about nothing. Everything that's hot, everybody's going to try to put their 2 cents in. And, I mean, it's good for competition. So that,
right.
I just have to. Not, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm going to just slightly disagree with you, bro, on that, because I think it's good for competition and it's good for the music industry, you know what I'm saying, to see who's really talking about something, because nowadays a lot of cats ain't talking about shit, man, and that's what's hurting the music game. They're just, you know what I'm saying, they just happen to,
okay.
Some cats was blessed lyrically, and some cats, you know what I'm saying, was blessed with the swag and
right.
And the And like I say, man, that's just my take on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
right. Okay.
But, like, typically when you see that happen, 9 out of 100 times, those other remakes that they do are what? And they're nowhere compared as good to the original. That's basically the thing I was trying to get at. I mean, there might be that one person out of 100 that'll do something, and I'm like, damn, that was actually pretty high. But how often do you stumble upon that, though?
But
right. Okay.
but when a remix drops nowadays, it, not necessarily a mixtape version, but a remix of a song, I mean, come on, you know it's going to have like 7 different verses on it. I mean, that's the way they have programmed people, the listener, they have programmed them now to know, hey, when Jeezy dropped R.I.P., it was just Jeezy in 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
You could have went without one of the Jeezy.
I'm even on that song. Shit, I did a remix. so yeah, hell yeah. I feel you on that. I feel you.
But you could have went without one of the Jeezy verses on the original, you know what I'm saying, and let one of those cats that you put on the remix get on the original with y'all, and it would have still been 6 different cats. You know, E-40 did the Function remix. I mean, I can name a lot of remixes that they're actually trying to come together. I give them their props on that. They're starting to,
right.
You know, there's some unity in the game there from the major
okay.
artist standpoint. Now
okay.
when an unsigned artist goes at an instrumental of a popular song, yeah, you might get lost in the shuffle because, I mean, these cats already, like we say, competing at a heavy and a high level, so you got to really come hard when you jump on their track and think,
right.
Oh, what do you say? I think I'm the best rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? You better think you're the best
yeah.
rapper ever. Not only think it, you better make it speak through your music because, I mean, the game is getting heavy, man.
Right. Okay. Okay. And that's one thing. JB, what is the, Speak on the artist unity out there where you're at. Do artists work together? Do they get together? Do they network out there? Is it kind of like it was back when me and you was doing the music? Me and you was kind of stirring up everything, so everybody was basically kind of coming our way. So we kind of kept the unity in our circle. Is there still unity in the artist community, or everybody just dolo for themselves?
Well, it's 2 different types of unity. It's the yeah, I want to work with this cat because he's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing, and you know, it's that type of unity. And then it's the type of unity that I don't think anybody wants, which is the, you know, local cats competing against other local cats. you know what I'm saying, and the egos come in, you know what I'm saying, and it prevents, you know, history from being made sometimes, I think, out here. Everybody's making good music now, and why I say now is because I've been listening to these guys out here for the past 10, 15 years, and I can honestly say, hey, y'all finally get it.
Right.
Versus,
right. Okay.
You know, one or two people that might have gotten it back then, for example, Fat Man, you got your Nitros, you got your Dangerous Rob, which, you know, he's been in the game. I'll take him for an example.
Yeah.
He's been in the game for so long that he just mastered his independent grind, and, you know, now he's actually gearing up on the 1st of September for a tour overseas, you know what I'm saying,
with
some heavy hitters. He's in Dogtown,
right.
Next Generation, which is one of Daz's project. You know, so
people
like that who have been out here mashing, the cats who have been out here mashing for a long time are just now getting
right.
the respect. I mean, you got guys like Claire 1000 who have never stopped grinding and always put out great music. But then to come to the point where we are today, I mean, you know, the local cats compete against the local cats, and it's like, oh, we can't work together, we can't come together because, you know what I'm saying, I fuck with these fools, and I know y'all don't fuck with them.
Right.
But if y'all gonna fuck with us, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just different to me, man.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
And I'll say that's actually holding my people out here back from success.
Okay. Rafiki, same question. Just out here
man.
In Vegas.
All right. As you know, Fat Man, like, dude, no places out here support hip-hop at all besides the event we're doing up at the Hard Rock. So, in order for hip hop to even get any love out here, literally, it's gonna have to take basically what we did. Like, we literally had to like scratch and claw to try and get that venue, and basically get, you know, the owners to see that hip hop is, well, basically the type of hip hop crowd we bringing in isn't the hip hop crowd that y'all used to seeing, but like, you know, places like Crown and shit like that, where places where all it is a bunch of niggas just come and act stupid and start some shit. And that's the one huge barrier that we had to overcome out here in Vegas is don't nobody want to support it. I mean, every time we talk, we can go to like 100 different venues, and 99 of them will be like, yeah, we love hip-hop music, but we just don't like the crowd it brings in. And they'll say the exact same thing, every single person. So the only thing is that out here, it really is a very, very small, select few people who actually are able to do hip-hop the right way. And it's very rare to even see it being done at a big venue, like at a big like place like how we got it going at the Hard Rock. And it's just hard. I'm just telling you, straight up, it's just hard. Like, there's a bunch of artists out here that want to work together and stuff like that, but it's just like everybody's so, they kind of like forced to be independent because when you see those big old swarms of groups of niggas just showing up, that just scares off like the big companies and stuff like that. That's why a lot of cats, they'll be going basically up to, like, Reno or to L.A. or stuff like that to go do, like, promoting it.
Right.
To try and do something in Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people here in Vegas, as Batman knows, from coming to recess on Wednesdays and stuff like that. We got a shitload of people. We got talent out here. It's just that we ain't no places for them to go perform at.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I appreciate you guys coming on the show today. I appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, talking on these topics and being honest. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need, more honesty in this game, you know what I mean, and more constructive criticism so we can try and help a lot of these unsigned artists. You know what I mean? Y'all make sure everybody, y'all hit up JB Smooth on Facebook. Everybody out there in the South, everybody out here on the West Coast, all you artists need to network with these two DJs, okay? I'll be posting the information on the wall, and I'll be posting this after we do this show. I'll be posting the show on their wall, and this, that, and the other. Any last words from either of you, JB? Any last words?
Oh man, I just want to say thanks, bro. You know I got mad love for you, bro. And even though we not around each other every day, man, you still my boy 100 to the death. And I love what you're doing, man, and that you never gave up, man. And you continue to grind, and you're gonna always be successful in what you do because of your work ethic, bro. And you guys make sure y'all lock in with me. I'm DJ JBSMOOVE. Not like the comedian. I don't tell no jokes, so y'all know it's no games when I get out and do my thing. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, every social network you can find me. Badass Yellow Boys, DJ JD Smooth. RP to my guy Romeo. Actually, DJ Romeo. He was from out in Vegas, so you know what I'm saying? He passed away a few years ago. That was my guy, but he was actually from out there, and they ended up bringing him out here, and we've been boys ever since. But, yeah, shout out to him and everybody out in Las Vegas. Man, I got to come out there and see y'all. I just got to personally, I have to stay away from the casinos because I love to hit the button. I love to
Yeah, you love this trip as well, man. Well, listen, man, I'll be on my way heading your way, man, first thing tomorrow morning. So I'll see you Monday. I'll be hitting you up Monday. Of course, we'll be getting in the studio doing what we do. For everybody that's listening, yeah, me and JB, we will be doing a live remote from Oklahoma next week. All right, so y'all make sure y'all catch Unsigned Hype next week live with JB Smooth in the mix. We're going to make sure we get some of his music, put him in the mix, and instead of the other, we're going to be out there messing with all of the Oklahoma cats. So, JB, if you can dig it, if you can get the D-Robs and the Player 1000s and this, that, and the other, man, we can really get it in.
Oh, yeah, man, we can put shine some light out on here, man, you know.
Yeah.
And let's not let Oklahoma just be talked about for the 2 Chainz situation, because Oklahoma ultimately is just like any other city. And, I mean,
exactly.
You know, you got your stereotypes and like I told them the other day, you know, the Wayne concert, it brought wherever it goes, not just Tulsa or Oklahoma, but it brings major money into the market, not just for the people who are involved in it, but for the people who don't like to see that type of stuff happen too, because they're always expecting a negative to come out of it. And as long as we see something positive come out of it, it's all good in it. And as long as 2 Chainz don't get arrested no more with them jeggings on, we'd be all right.
Without a doubt. Everybody, this is my man, JB Smooth. Rafiki, any last words?
No, man, I just want to say appreciate the love, man. This is actually my first ever radio interview I've ever done, so that's appreciate that big time. Man, just
if you're ever
out in Vegas,
tell
Wednesday
everybody
night,
where they can find you at.
Yeah, if you're ever out in Vegas on Wednesday nights, man, I'm the DJ over at Recess over at the Hard Rock Hotel at Ainsworth Lounge. You can find me on Facebook at The DJ Rafiki, or on Twitter at The DJ Rafiki, on SoundCloud, The DJ Rafiki. So it's just The DJ Rafiki. Make sure you put the at the beginning, because there's another DJ Rafiki. I guess I used to DJ in California, so I'm just trying to sing it from him.
Okay,
but,
I'm glad you told me that, player, because I couldn't find you earlier today on Facebook.
Oh, okay, no problem, yeah.
So it's all good, man. Listen, I appreciate you guys being on the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know if there's anything that I can do for you, I'm going to definitely do it. If you, you know, just let me know. I need a mixtape from the both of y'all, man, so I can upload it to the show. So when I go to the bathroom to take a piss, I can play one of y'all mixtapes.
Oh, definitely, man. That's easy.
You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my man, Jeremy J. Lynn. Like I said, I'm going to make sure that he hooks up with you, JB, out there, man, so you can get some of these artists, you know, some of these old school artists out there, man, like Houdini and Slick Rick and all of that, man. We've been trying to, you know, put it together out here. You know what I mean? So, man, I will see you next week. Rafiki, I won't see you until the following Wednesday. First Wednesday is September. And we're going to get together, man, and get it in, man. I appreciate y'all being on the show, man. One love to the both of y'all, man.
Unsigned Hype Radio supports the both of y'all, okay?
Nice meeting you, bro. Nice talking to you, brother.
You too, bro. We lock in, man, for sure, most definitely.
I got you, brother.
All right, too, man. 600.
Yeah, y'all.
That's what I'm talking about. Networking. We long-distance networking, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We getting it in. and everything like that. Right now, we're going to – I'm going to see because I'm supposed to have another caller and everything. Right now, let me see who this is. Who is this on the line?
Noise.
Oh, shit. Okay, then, yeah. This is the interview that I've been waiting for and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my man Noise on the line and this, that, and the other. Right now, I'm going to put him on hold. We're going to have to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back with my man Noise. We about to really get it in, y'all, on Unsigned Hype Radio live from Las Vegas, boy. Let's go.
Yeah. True. I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong, that pie pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he dead and rapper. He's probably when he don't try me, I pull that fire. Got your car note in my car. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Gang so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real make true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the.
We
gotta try to see a million.
We about to get this in. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I just wanted to play 2 Chainz, because if he go to jail, then it might be 2 Braids instead of 2 Chainz. It'll be 2 Braids, you know. So anyway, but like I said, this is the interview that I've been waiting for, and this and the other. And you know, I got threatened by his daddy if I didn't do the interview and shit like that, so I needed to do it real quick. Anyway, but ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the hottest producer right now in Las Vegas, hands down. Y'all need to go check out Full Circle Core Music Group, all right, on SoundCloud. Check out my man Noise, because that's exactly what he's doing. He is exactly bringing the noise. What's going on, player?
Not much, man. Thank you for that. That's very humbling, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look here. I know good music and good tracks when I hear it. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Sheldon Martin out there. You know what I'm saying? Global Picture Studios. You know what I'm saying? I just made a post the other day. Like, you know, they doing. You know, you guys. You know, big shout out on you guys remixing Fat Man's Party. You know, no one has heard
yet,
you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And I posted up the other day, like, you know, Fat Man's Party, the movie, because I know your pop, Sheldon, you know, he was talking to me about, you know, start thinking movie-wise, man. Your dad is a visionary, man. Me and him get together.
Hey,
and I have to,
man,
look,
you know what?
I had to be like, man, go home. You got my head hurting and stuff. He brings out shit in me. He brings out shit in me. That I've never told anybody, especially music wise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, my vision as far as this music, me and him will sit here, man, and vibe all day, and it'd be like, man, go home, shit, because you know you got my head hurting and everything. You know what I'm saying? But
man.
But listen, kind of let everybody know where your background is, because you got a hellified background, man. I mean, just the upbringing alone. Kind of let everybody know what Noise is about and where the noise is coming from.
What Noise is about and where Noise came from. I am a Detroit native. I'm born in Detroit,
yep.
Michigan, Southwest Detroit.
313.
Yeah, you know, my mother was a very popular electronic dance music vocalist back in the day, by the name of Rachel Cat. My father has worked with everybody from Parliament Funkadelic to, you know, Motown greats to Garth Brooks to Nugent.
Wow.
You name it,
wow.
Just about he's
really?
Worked with them, you know.
Really?
But about me, I actually started doing electronic music. I started out doing electronic music in Detroit with a group, Underground Resistance, Mad Mike Banks, Kevin Saunders, and all of those guys.
Okay.
I moved
out
here to Vegas in 06, and that was when I got into the hip-hop and R&B stuff, and I was working with a local artist, you know, by the name of Prodigy. That was his name at the time. He just gave me the name Noise. He was just like, you know, we were listening to some tracks, and he was like, this is noise, but not a bad noise. This is good noise.
Right.
And, you know, the name just stuck, you know. And so far, I produce for a lot of different artists, you know, independent and major. You know, we got some things in the work with a lot of major artists that I don't want to speak about right now. You know, I don't speak about projects before I get done. But, you know, I mean, I've been doing this thing. I'm 20 years old, and I can honestly say I've been doing this thing for over a decade now, man, 12 years.
Okay.
You know, so I've been doing my thing, and, this is what I love. This is what I love doing. I started my own label, Full Circle Core Music Group. We specialize in hip-hop, R&B, and dance music. You know, and we're also a production company, so we facilitate any production you may need, as Fat Man himself will know. You know, that's pretty much about me in a nutshell, man.
Okay. Well, listen, just kind of give everybody, because we got a lot of artists out there that listen and everything like that. Just kind of give everybody a synopsis of the range of noise that you make. Ha ha! You didn't think I was gonna say that.
The range of noise that I make. Let's be specific.
Now,
okay.
Hold on. Let me stop you right there before you speak on that. Knowledge is key and everything like that. I've been sitting here and I've been hearing for the last couple of days your name has been going through my head and this, that, and the other. Back in the day when we were coming up, we're back in the breakdancing days and everything like that. It was a
mm-hmm.
clique called the Art of Noise. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Already know where I'm going with it. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Yep.
See, we already vibe. I'm gonna leave it alone. Go ahead and finish what you were saying, player.
I do everything from dubstep, R&B, funk, jazz, hip hop, dance music, of course. Trap, even some rock. I've even worked on some country projects, you know. So I feel proud to call myself a producer. I'm able to produce just about anything any artist may possibly want. I'm able to do.
Okay. All right. That's good. Now, that's what's popping and everything. Now, I know you're producing Eddie Fuse right now. Kind of explain that. I heard you guys had a video shoot this morning.
Yes, and actually we're still shooting, man. You know, we work hard on everything. Eddie Fuse is another Detroit native. Came out here and I picked him up. And actually Eddie is part of the reason why Full Circle Core Music Group even started, you know. Me and Eddie have been working for a long time. You know, Eddie is definitely a unique artist. I enjoy working with him. He's a very talented young man. You know, he can do everything, sing, write, and even produce, you know. So right now we're shooting the video today for his song Fast Life off of his latest EP, Full Focus. You can check that out at fccmg.bandcamp.com. And you can download that. That's a free download. Check that out. We'll be dropping that video in about 5 days.
Well, I tell you what. Let me hold you right there and everything, and I will put you on hold and everything. And right now, we're gonna check that out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to check out Fast Life. You know what I'm saying? Just to give y'all a sample of what my man Noise is all about. Here we go, y'all.
If I had $1 million, what would I do? Man, I don't even know. Oh, started as a youngin', a nigga came from nothing. Ain't no frontin' in the ghetto when you tryna be something. Touching on wearing a blowing. Waking up the scales and sales, I'm living well. Donating my ones, the bums I'm giving back. CD strung out on people, but my pockets still kinda fat. Long as my family eat, I sleep, my mama cool. Teen car garage, white jump in my pool. 1738, chill on my ice cubes. Eating lobster and steak with a new set of boobs. Living that fast life, your ex-wife. City on my mind, money in my stripes.
Living that fast life.
Can't remember f***ed up. Always had a good time. Never said life suck. Flying in from out of town. Coke bottle, pretty smile. Swooper in the Audi. She always speaking Audi. Lipstick on my dashboard. Had an early party. He's rich, you're a coke. You're at his after party. Taking shots of liquor. You never seen. Trying to f*** the rich and famous. Girl, you living a f***ing dream. You better get off your shake a leg real fast. Drop top 745. It's real fast. Italian in the passenger seat with a wine glass, red bottoms in the back seat next to Air Yeezy. Take her out to eat, she a freak, she talk real sleazy. This one for my dogs, girl, you f***ing with a hoe. Boss of all bosses, never sweating losses. Here's a toast to a queen for supporting my dream.
Living that fast life.
You know what I'm saying? We got my man Noise on the line that produced that track. Noise, you produced that track?
Yep, I produced that track, and that was actually a track that was meant for Rick Ross and them, but Eddie just kind of took it and just murdered it real quick, so I couldn't give it up, man, you know?
Okay, I feel you on that. Listen, man, what are you bringing to the game? What are you bringing to the game as far as your production that the game doesn't have?
You know what? I'm bringing to the game a newer sound. I'm bringing a newer sound, but at the same time, staying true to what the sound that helped create this music. You know, this hip hop, this R&B, okay, this urban music. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing is I'm using the knowledge that I learned, you know, from my father and from other great writers such as Barrett Strong, Smokey Robinson, all of those guys. And I'm just making it into something that the youth and people around my age range that listen to hip-hop and R&B can still understand and appreciate, you know what I'm saying? You know, as well as being very hands-on with the artist and bringing the most out of that artist rather than just giving them a track and letting them, you know, just do their thing, you know what I'm saying?
Because you're the only producer that made me stick a pen in my mouth and spit my lyrics and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I was fascinated by that. You know what I'm saying? When me and you worked together, you got involved with what I was saying, what I was doing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, it's good to have you know, you don't catch that these days. That's why I knew me and you were going to get together because you had, you know, that's something that they used to say back in the day, you've been seasoned. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
things like that. You know what I'm saying? From old
yeah.
school, you probably hear old school people, your pop probably said, you've been seasoned. So when you told
yep.
me, hold on, man, listen here, check this out, slow down, get your breathing straight, this, that, and the other. You need to come stronger in on the second part, this, that, and the other. Don't die down. I need that excitement through the whole song, not just blah, 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 blah. You got involved with the song and everything like that. It's good to get producers like yourself that does that, because that makes a song that you bring the best out in an artist. You bring the best out, you know what I'm saying, within that moment of that song and everything like that.
Yeah, man, that's the best part.
Right, exactly. Now, when you're working with an artist and this, that, and the other, what do you expect from an artist? When an artist comes to you and wants to work with you, what do you expect? Let's find that out.
I expect the artist to have the same passion for music that I do. I don't work with artists that are unsure about whether they want to do music or not. I don't work with artists that just do it as a hobby. Reason being is because I give my all into any production that I do and any artist that I work with, and so I expect that artist to give me the same back. You know,
okay.
And at the same time, I expect the artist to be open but be ready. You know what I'm saying? I expect the artist to come in the studio ready to work, but at the same time being open-minded to change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I was always told that, you know, two minds are better than one. You know what I'm saying? And so,
right, of course.
You know,
course.
I mean, and don't get me wrong. I've worked with some artists that, you know, they want it their way and that's it. And sometimes as a producer, you have to deal with that. You know, sometimes as a producer, you have to, you know, just suck it up and deal with it. But as a producer, the best artist that I love working with is open-minded artists that are just ready to come in and make the best music that they can possibly make. You know, because as a producer,
okay.
I'm trying to make the best music I could possibly make for that artist.
Okay. Now, do this for me. When I take your CD and I put it in my CD player in my car and I'm getting ready to ride and this, that, and the other, what should I expect to hear? When I put in your CD, put in my seatbelt, this, that, and the other, I'm getting ready to ride. Okay, for instance, I'm getting ready to ride to Oklahoma, leaving in the morning and everything. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people out there in the OKC. I'm about to go back and do some things out there. When I put in your CD, what should I expect? What type of mind experience, listening-wise, what should I expect?
I mean,
I'm giving you some hello. You know what? I waited for these questions for y'all. Trust me, brother.
No, you should expect some different stuff. You should expect some stuff that is going to make you think, especially with the hip-hop stuff. You know, you should expect some stuff that's going to make you think, some stuff that's going to be enjoyable to listen to, some stuff that you probably will – I mean, just some stuff that you've never heard before. Some stuff that's hard to emulate. You know, overall, you're going to hear some good music. You're going to hear some good cruising music. You're going to hear those good club bangers. You're going to hear a little bit of everything. But overall, you're going to hear some good music that is the goal of making the music was for that music to be timeless, and I hope that it can be. You know, but the music that you can vibe to and you can enjoy, that's what you expect to hear.
Okay. Well, listen, real quick, man, I'm getting hit up on Facebook and this, that, and the other about what you do and this, that, and the other. I got my man Jeremy Lynn on the line. I think I do. Hold on, let me see. Yo, is this Jeremy?
Yo.
What's going on? Yo, is this my man Jeremy on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Listen, Noise, this is Jeremy Lynn. Jeremy, this is Noise. Jeremy was hitting
Noise,
saying that he needed a dance hall track. Go ahead, Jeremy. Tell the man what you need.
Yeah. Big up to Noise, man, and my man, Fat Man, holding it down. Yo, man, I'll just tune in, man. A lot of good points and real good interviews today, by the way. Pleasure to tune in and listen to y'all. Yeah, I've been dabbling a little bit. I got a couple tracks I've been working on, but I'm real open. I like the point that you said about working with artists that are, you know, real positive and want to be open to the fact of coming in and just having an open mind to create new music and bring back that essence. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Yeah, man.
So I'm looking
yeah,
for some stuff down the line as well.
Okay. All right. Well, look, man. You know, I'm open to working with new artists that are dedicated. So, you know, I'm sure you know you can get my info. You can hit me up on Facebook. You know, I just go by Miles Martin. You'll see Noise by my name, so you can look me up on Facebook. Send me a message. Let's talk. Let's do some work, man.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely chop it up, man. I appreciate that.
All right, definitely.
That's what
no
it
problem.
Is. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. And listen, Jay, I mean, Jeremy, I'll be getting back in touch with you, man,
okay.
Once I get done with this show and everything, all right?
All right, word, man.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. One love and everything. So, listen, Noise, so like I said, man, I was wondering what should I expect when I get your CD and everything like that. What's the next move for you right now? I know you
smooth
got a lot going on, and I know you probably can't really talk about it, but what's the next move for you
man.
Right now?
Okay, I'll give you the next move for Full Circle. I can't give you the next move for me because of, you know, agreements
okay.
and stuff
right.
like that.
Right. Uh-huh.
But
I can
give you the next move.
Yeah.
For Full
yeah,
Circle. The next move
order.
For Full
Circle. You're under a gag order. You can't talk. You under a gag order.
Yeah, man, but I can give you the next move for Full Circle. The next move for Full Circle, we're actually starting production on Eddie Fuse's new project entitled
okay.
The Samurai versus the Gunslinger. We're working on
okay.
that right now. That's going to be the next big release from Full Circle, as well as you'll probably be expecting a dance EP, an electronic dance EP for myself in the near future,
okay.
probably in the next few weeks. I'll begin
okay.
promotion on that. But the next big
okay.
project is Eddie's project, The Samurai versus the Gunslinger. You can really expect some different stuff. This is some production that I've never done before. This is some production
okay.
that, I mean, just sonically, just the sound is something that I've never done before. It's taking me out of my element in a very good way. I'm enjoying
okay.
just working on ideas of it so far, so I think listeners are going to definitely enjoy it. If you like what Eddie did on the Full Focus EP, you're going to love what he's doing on the Samurai versus the Gunslinger. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, since you've been bringing that name up and we've been talking to him, we got him on the line. He's been on the line listening to the show and this, that, and the other. With no further ado, what's popping? We got Eddie Fuse on the line. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's the deal, Fat Man? It's your man Fuse. What's going on, man?
Man, it's all good. It's all good, man. It is an honor to have a fellow Detroit person on the show. Oh shit, the call just dropped
man,
and everything.
Respect, man. Respect, man.
Oh, okay, that was
you,
that was Miles, and then said the other Miles. If you're on the phone, man, call me back and everything. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, we got into your song, Fast Life, and this, that, and the other. You know, in case don't nobody know, this is my man Eddie Fuse, all the way from the D. You know what I'm saying? Representing, I mean, to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Man, kind of tell everybody, kind of give everybody your, kind of give everybody your description. You know what I'm saying? Let them know your wanted page and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, man, I've been rapping for a minute, man. You know, man, I came up in a good era of music, man. You know, like Slum Village, Elzai, you know, Fat Ray, you
yes,
know,
sir.
Black
yes, sir.
Milk. You know, King Gordy, Super MC, Marv One, M.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just shouting out a couple of names who I pay homage to, Jay Dilla. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you
right.
Know.
Right, right. Oh,
I know
some people. I know some people. Detroit's Most Wanted, Esham, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
awesome Esham, Drake.
You know, yeah, definitely.
You know
shout
what
out
I mean?
To the big homie. Shout out to the big homie.
You know
Esham,
what I mean?
Man. That's
I,
my
I,
man's,
I,
man.
Right, I know what's popping, and this and the other man. So, listen, what made you come from the D to Vegas?
Oh man, it's all about transitioning, man. You know, it's like, not you know, I love my hometown, man. You know what I'm saying? I love
yes,
the music
yes,
there, man.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to bring the music back. I'm trying to bring the soul back to the city. And sometimes you got to walk away to go find it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, to go grab it and bring it back. You know what I'm saying? That don't
Amen.
Mean you're going to leave
Amen.
It. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to bring it back to the people and feed them. You know what I'm saying? So I just
Amen.
Call myself just stepping away for a minute, just, you know, working on some fundamentals. You know, it's just like basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Working on my handles. working on my shot so I can come back and dunk. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, right. So you're in training camp right now. You're in training
camp
right now.
Yeah, I'm in training
camp,
man. You know.
And which I don't blame you. I'm still in training camp myself. You know what I'm saying? I've been out here holding it down for the D, man. 13 years strong. You know what I'm saying? Doing this damn thing.
Beautiful.
I mean, dealing with
bro.
West Coast niggas. They, you know, it's, and yes, I can say it's still an East Coast, West Coast beef out here and shit. They still tipping over that Biggie shit out here and this and the other. But I've been holding it down. But now that I'm linking up with a lot of Detroit people and everything like that, Jokers are starting to know and starting to see the gravity pull and everything like that. What I want you to explain, because people don't understand where I come from when I explained it to them. Can you explain the Detroit mentality of a music artist? Our aggression, our grind, the we don't take no for an answer type attitude. We don't figure we know where there's a will, there's a way. It's more than one way is to skin a cat.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, you know, it's all about willpower, man. And a lot of people from back home, man, stand on that, man. You know, we come from, like, you know, the Motor City, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, if that wasn't working out for you, man, you know, it was like poverty. So, you know, you had to find other outlets to showcase your way of getting out. And just, you know, and not to put down black people, but, man, you know, we have a lot of incredible talents, man, as a race. You know what I'm saying? And,
you know,
music is just one of them. Music is just one of the most creative things that we can do. You know what I mean? And that's what we're standing on, man. That's what keeps us hungry. That's what keeps us driven. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes us want to just keep fighting and not letting them doors close on us, because we got a whole house full of people we got to feed and my lights off. You know what I'm saying? Or
right.
Like, it's real life,
right,
man. You know, that's what cats don't be understanding, man. It ain't no we out here just rapping and throwing money because that's what we want to do. Nah, man, we out here rapping and throwing money because we hoping to land something to fix a different situation that we not talking about. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And that's just basically what it's about, man. It's about having that power and that energy, man, to keep pushing forward, to try to find a way out of no way. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. I think we got Noise back on the line. Noise, you back on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay. Now, when you was making that statement and everything, you know, letting people know what the grind is about and this and the other, trying to explain everybody the hunger that this is something both of y'all can expound on. I want to hear a comment from both of y'all. I want you to explain the Detroit hunger. People don't understand the 313 hunger. This is why we come out here and we kind of take over everything. Our persona takes over everything. You know what I'm saying? Our swag, our vibe, our aura, and this and the other. And a lot of these cats from the West Coast can't deal with that. They can't understand that. It's kind of like, you know, they look at us like we come from a different planet. Anybody can
expound
on that, Eddie?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, everybody gonna look at you a certain kind of way, man, because to be honest with you, man, we're aggressive by nature. You know what I'm saying? We come from an area where aggressiveness gets you further. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't play.
Right.
We're going to put it down how we're going to put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But in the same sense, we still gentlemen, because we still want to take care of business. But don't get it twisted.
Right.
We'll bite your head off, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? I'm gonna say something, and I'm going to say this from my point of view. I can agree with that from hearing the lyrics of "I'm a monster." That lets you know I've been listening to your shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? From the lyrics of "I'm a monster" to the production of "I'm a monster" is aggressive. That's what I was telling people. Don't go around there fucking with Noise if you're not ready to fuck with him, because he has aggressive ass music. You know what I'm saying? Detroit shit. When you play my song, it's aggressive. The track is aggressive. It's like it's gonna make you tap your foot or bob your head, one of the two. You know what I'm saying? And that's just from what I noticed. Noise, I don't know. Maybe you can expound on that better than me.
I mean, you know, yeah, I make aggressive music, and the reason why I make aggressive music And what I mean by aggressive is just the energy of the music. It makes you, you don't have a choice but to move. You don't have a choice but to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
the reason why I make aggressive music is simply because of my background and where I'm from, you know. I've always had the mentality growing up in anything that I've done, whether it be music, sports, whatever. I've always had the mentality, you ain't going to beat me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether you my boy, whether you my enemy, whatever, you're not going to beat me. I'm not going to let you get a chance to beat me. You know what I'm saying? And that's not like I don't, you know, that's not a statement that I'm trying to make to say I don't like people or I don't like working with people or anything like that. But it's just, it's simple. If you want to compete with me, okay, cool. Be ready for it because I'm not going to let you just beat me. And that's the fact of the matter. And even if I'm not competing with somebody, that's just the mentality that I have is that I want to give my
Change
best.
Change team, man. Period, man.
It's the vibe. I would say it's the vibe. I would definitely say it's the vibe. That's kind of like, you know, I'm going to be honest. When I listen to Eddie's music, I'll be kind of like, okay, then fat, you need to cut some shit off, step your game up, and this, that, and the other. Even though I know there's a big age difference between me and Eddie, but it's just that Detroit mentality. It's like, oh shit, here comes somebody else from the D. Damn, okay, then hell yeah, give me one of them tracks and this, that, and the other, blah 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 blah. It's not a thing of competition. It's a thing that I'm ready to ride. It's a thing that I'm ready to ride with this nigga. Let's ride.
But you know what?
That
ain't even Detroit though. That's just hip hop in general. That's how it used to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
that's
what it's supposed to do. It's supposed
to
motivate you.
But out here, that's how it needs to be. But out here on the West and even on the East, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah,
no,
right,
it's
that's
definitely not
that's
like that.
A lot of cats don't have sportsmanship. They don't have sportsmanship,
right,
bro.
Yeah.
They don't want to break the foul and get sit. They don't want to sit on the bench. They just want to start all day. They don't want to pass the rock. Everybody want to be LeBron and Kobe.
What happened
to Pippen and Cool Coach? What happened to Pippen and Cool Coach, man?
And on that note, y'all, I know Eddie had mentioned something about, you know, making sure that he takes care of his black people and everything like that. We're about to get into a song that Eddie made called Miss Black America, you know what I'm saying, going out to all our you know, our black ladies that's empowering other black women and everything like that, a song of upliftment. Kind of explain what the song was about, Eddie, before we get into it.
Oh, man, Miss Black America is definitely it's paying homage to all the women that, you know, stood there by their kids, man, and stood there in any situation and made it through and had faith. You know, it's just really just uplifting women in general on a positive end, you know, because I hear so much negativity, you know, and on the radio, airing on the radio here and there, man, and about our sisters, how people put them down. And you know what I mean? Sometimes I've even used a B word in my records, man.
Right.
But it just felt good to, you know, just finally say something besides B and H and, you know, and do this and do that. Let me just pay homage to you and tell you how you beautiful and how you make me feel good just looking at you and you being you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And is this another production by Noize?
Oh, most definitely, man. This kid is the best thing on the planet, man. He can't be stopped.
That's what it is right now, y'all. We about to get into Eddie Fuse, Miss Black America, produced by my man Noize. All right, from Full Circle Core Music Group, y'all. Let's go.
Did I say that my sisters are beautiful? I mean that. Right.
You a fool for this one, Miles. Yo. Princess, queen. Whatever you may call them, I can see them in my dreams. Black is beautiful, only for Maybelline. Just a little lotion and some oil, now you mean. Backbone sister, got my back, she on my team. She from the motherland, so it's red, black, green. So smile, cause you beautiful, your mindset is wonderful. My lady, I just wanna tell the world that I'm loving you. I'm Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, a doctor, a lawyer, Ashanti, Beyonce. This is a tribute to the ladies of the modern day. Making sure it's food in the kitchen and the kids straight. Baby sitting for a paycheck in a hot plate. Waiting on the first as a race be the worst. But I
Plays and this and that on SoundCloud and everything, so we had to get it on the show and everything, so y'all could understand where this man is, this young man is coming from, and this and the other. It is an honor and a pleasure to have them both on the show right now and everything. So, so Eddie, what are you bringing to the game that maybe some artists ain't bringing to the game right now?
Everything that they forgot.
Say that again.
Everything that they forgot, they're not doing. I'm sticking my hands in that pot and I'm pulling out the honey.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'm taking it back, man. You know, I'm just trying to capture that 80s feel, everything, man.
Okay. Okay. So you going back to the old school, man.
Yeah, but with a new school feel. You know what I mean?
You know when
you used to hear somebody rap, man, we used to hear Big spit a verse, man, and you'd be like, man, it just, like, you could feel it in your soul, it would give you chills, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the kind of music I'm trying to make, feel-good music that'll give you chills, you know what I'm saying?
So you're basically, when I put in your CD, you're going to take me on a visual trip.
Yeah. Most definitely.
There's so many
man.
Words.
You're definitely gonna be able to envision what I'm saying to you, man, because I'm not just on there saying a bunch of words. I'm painting a picture.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like a masterpiece, you know.
Okay. So you're the rapping Picasso, basically.
Man, that's what you want to call it.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're painting me a picture. You know, you're bringing back the old school with a new school twist. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And you want to infuse all of this noise into this one song. Did I put that right?
Oh, man, you put that together wonderfully. Infused all of this noise.
Boy, you know what? Y'all gonna fuck around
and
get me drunk one night and have
me
freestyle, and it's going to be over. It's going to be over. How can you not freestyle a hell of a verse with noise and Eddie Fuse in the shit? I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real. You got to have skills. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you threw that at us so fast, man. I didn't see it coming.
Man, look here. Like I said, I've been waiting for this interview. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, big shout out to, my man Cap. He came over here the other day and threatened me and told me if I didn't do the interview and stuff like that he was going to, you know. So I had to make sure I did this. I mean, he took off his hat to show me all his dreads, my nigga. So I knew he was upset. I said, oh, shit. He took his hat off. I was like, he took his hat off. He turned it backwards. He upset. Let me do this interview.
We'll do it this weekend.
Trouble. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I had to take him and buy him Subway and shit and all of that and everything. big shout out to my man Cap. No, I'm just playing. No, I've been looking forward to this interview, man, because of, you know, when I went over there and I finally met Noise and heard what he was doing, and then they played me what you were doing, and this, that, and the other. We all started, you know, they were all letting me know that this was in the 313 circle. I mean, you know, how could you not embrace that, man? So it is definitely an honor to have both of y'all on the show and everything. But we're into the last 7 minutes of the show, man. I appreciate both of y'all coming on here, man, and everything. Please let us know whenever anything drops, because Unsigned Hype has y'all back, man. We will play all of y'all music, all the artists. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all look out for Hope Spin. Noise just did the remix to her song Feel the Beat. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. This man is doing a hell of a lot in the Las Vegas area. So all you artists out there, if you're trying to get your music tight and you're trying to get your music heard by the masses, you want to get it heard by the radio stations and everything, there is a certain way and a certain formula that this music has to be mixed, has to be mastered. It has to be done professionally. Don't get me wrong. Big shout out to Pookie. That's it back there in the room mixing your music and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Pookie just smoked about 3-4 blunts, and he's been listening to that music all day, so his ears fried.
Don't do Pookie like that, man.
You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there and put that CD in your car and it only plays in the left speaker, then you know why you need to go and get it professionally done by Noise. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Y'all know what that is. Y'all had that happen before and everything. You go out, put the CD in, think it's going to bang, and it's blowing the hell out of that left speaker. And you're like, damn, player, did you equal this out or this, that, and the other? Oh, no, dog. Hold on. I'll do it again. See what I'm saying? So cut out that middleman. That's why you go to Noise and get everything done. It's all in-house production, from videos to writing to all of that, you know what I'm saying? Graphics, all of that stuff and everything, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all check out Full Circle Core Music Group. I have to say that real slow because if I say it too fast, I'll fuck it up and everything. So any last words for the both of y'all, man?
Yeah,
man.
Go ahead, Eddie.
No, go ahead, bro.
Man, this your man Eddie Fuels, man. Go check out my EP, man, Full Focus, man. It's at fccmg.bandcamp.com. We got a lot of good records on there, man. We got and then make sure y'all go and check out my man Noise too, man, and grab that Alive EP that he dropped too, man. It's pretty dope. We got a lot of stuff we're doing. We got a lot of music coming out, man, and make sure you stay tuned for the Samurai vs. the Gunslinger. Eddie Fuels.
That's what's popping, Noise.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's your boy Noise, man. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking me out. Be sure to check out my EP, the Alive EP. You can find that anywhere, whether it be iTunes, Amazon, whatever store you use, I got it in there. All right, so make sure you check that out and check out my boy Eddie Fuse, his EP, Full Focus, fccmg.bandcamp.com. Check it out. It's too hot. Y'all probably going to blow, your head's probably going to blow up after listening to it because it's that hot, and I'm not over-exaggerating. So make sure you download that. It's free. You ain't got no reason not to download it, all right? Check that out.
Yeah. That's what it is. Well, listen, y'all, I appreciate y'all being on the show.
You too, man.
Unsigned Hype Radio has y'all back. Whenever y'all drop that hotness, y'all make sure that we get it first so we can get it in rotation and everything like that, man. So all I can say to y'all, man, is keep doing the damn thing. Noise, I'll be getting with you, man, when I get back in town so we can finish up our business, what we got going on and everything.
For sure.
And Eddie, I'll be hollering at you also, man, so we can get together and, you know, and get that collaboration jumping off, you know what I'm saying? But like I said,
man,
y'all keep it pushing, man. Like I said, you know, you can't fix a fuse unless the fuse makes noise. If the fuse don't make no noise, then you don't know what's going on. Okay? All right?
Y'all can have that one.
It's all good. I can do this all day long. Because it goes together. You know what I'm saying? It goes together.
Yeah.
So, I can just tell by, you know, the way you guys interact and this, that, and the other, and by the music, it's already been a bond, a kinship, and everything like that. And that's something that an artist and a producer don't have, man. So God bless y'all on that, man, and I'll be looking forward to hollering at y'all when I come back. All right?
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, man. 600, man.
Peace.
Yeah, y'all, man, that was my two, man, Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Noise, you know what I'm saying? They doing it real big, y'all. Make sure y'all check them out, hit them up on Facebook, let them know that the Fat Man told you to come through and hit them up on Facebook and everything. Y'all, I'm getting ready to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play my man Big Weez right now on the outro and this, that, and the other. The rhyme don't stop. So like I say, y'all, you know, y'all make sure that y'all come together, work together, come together in unity, y'all, because we need it in our community, and especially in our unsigned artist community. Big shout out to everybody that was on the show, DJ Rafiki, DJ JB Smooth out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? My man Eddie Fuse, you know what I mean? And, of course, my man Miles, a.k.a. Noise, you know what I'm saying? The super damn producer out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, that's it for me. I'm your boy, Fat Man, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of the 313, I'm on my way home to go see my mama and my grandbabies and my kids, y'all. I am so hyped, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to have some fun. I'm about to take a little vacation. You are listening to the BHM Entertainer 2013, BHM Entertainer of the Year, y'all. Your boy, Fat Man. I got love for y'all, man. I will see y'all next week, y'all, live from Oklahoma. That's where I'll be at next week, y'all. Peace and one love, y'all. 600.
Game locked, I got Mac by the pound, spitting game by the ton. Everybody duck, we spraying.